trust. Now we'll go on to number six, the recruitment and marketing effort, the Parks for Kids. April, are you going to do this for us? Please. Welcome.
With the commissioners, or chairman, sorry, commissioners and Secretary Roebling. A little bit better than last time. I called you all congressmen last time, so a little bit easier, I guess, this time around. April Larson, marketing coordinator here for Sand Fish and Parks. I wanted to provide a quick update on our recruitment efforts that we've been going through for seasonal employment, interns, and then also getting volunteers this summer. And then I'll go into some of the park events that we have coming up in this summer that you'll probably be hearing about that we'll be promoting as well. So a nice little overcap for the agency. I can't take ownership for all this. This is really an agency-wide effort with all staff. So I wanted to provide just some statistics to give you some perspective on the recruitment efforts to start out with. So in 2021, just to help paint this picture, we had 496 seasonal employees. We also had 152 summer interns and 440 plus volunteers. So thinking about the recruitment efforts that we have going on, not only in the field, but also from here and everywhere else, trying to accumulate all those seasonal employees, interns, and volunteers. In the early kind of winter, Christmas time, we were really focused on kind of the fisheries, wildlife division, getting a lot of those seasonal folks up and running. And then we also have the interns close on January 24th. And then right now we are actually pushing for seasonal employees and summer interns, especially, or not interns, but volunteers in our parks. Right now we actually have 42 seasonal positions out on our VHR recruitment website, which is exactly where we were sitting last year in 2021 as well. We have 65 positions open on our site right now, so we do have that need. Many of the other hundreds of positions are filled before because we have so many that are returning. So those 42 that are really sitting out there for seasonal help are the ones that are positioned in parts of the state that we may not have enough recruitment right now, so we're really pushing those efforts. So in an effort to get those recruitment efforts out, we have a few things going on right now. One of them actually handed out to commissioners, a business card, a RAC card, and our park handbook. On the back is all promoting our volunteers, our seasonal help, to get those into the park. And we are also have banners out in some of our parks too, especially focused on the ones that are really looking to fill some of the really hard ones, like maintenance tech, a lot of those camp hosts that we're trying to get in there, and then those volunteers. The grassroots efforts are, I do want to take a moment to commend the staff. We've been going to a lot of career fairs. We've been at SDSU talking to students. We've had those RAC cards, those business cards, out of all of those board shows that happened this spring. So really trying to get those efforts in as well. And then we've also been partnering with some other organizations. AARP has been one of our great help in sending out email blasts to those asking for them to help us this summer as well. The fun one, though, that I actually have statistics on would be our social media efforts and then radio ads that we've now been promoting. So starting recently, we just went out with another advertisement on Facebook with some paid advertisement, and we've had over 16,000 clicks with 500 actually going to our website to learn more, which is exciting. So we're trying to get those recruited. Within just the last 2 weeks, we spent about $80 on that effort. Previously, though, this year is when we saw the most engagement with that. We've actually hit well over 22,000, just with a Zoe video that I promoted last time. And then we also had some additional targeted advertisements that did reach over about 60,000 users on our social media platform, which is really nice to see. There's a lot of momentum, a lot of shares, a lot of comments within that. Overall, so far this year, we've spent just under $1,000 really promoting on social media because we've had so much traction there. The other one that I have, and we actually have a nice 15-second clip here, provided we can make it work. The 15-second radio ad that you just heard, or partially heard, was actually Chris Hall sitting next to me and promoting the Are You a Teacher, a Retiree, or Just Have Some Spare Time this summer. We are really focused on trying to get educators into our parks to work as naturalists or kind of those teachers in the park, along with maybe retirees or those that do have some time. And then he has this upbeat voice and the jingle with it. These did go out to 18 radio conglomerates, so that would be the parent company over all the radio stations throughout the state. And I have been hearing feedback that everyone's been hearing them. The nice thing about it being an agency, they do play those without any cost to us, which is also really nice that they are willing to support our efforts in that. The other one I wanted to mention is that summer park events. This is an ongoing effort across agency forever about reaching our constituents, allowing them to access our parks and really getting them a reason to come to our parks and learn or engage or have some education within that. As we enter into peak season in the park, we do have email blasts going out starting our open house weekend through Labor Day. And in those, we will be focusing on weather forecasts. We'll be focusing on open campsites to fill up all of our spots that are still open. And then the events that we're hoping to have all up and running, as we're still planning a lot of them, and then a targeted message within that. Some of the main events that I'm really excited to be working with staff and that they've started to announce is a bunch of hikes, festivals, cookouts, fishing events, and other educational programming. Many of them are continued annual events, as I will mention a few of them here shortly, but a lot of them are also going to be newer events. So we do have quite a few new park managers out in the field and then some new naturalists, and they're very eager in starting up some new ideas, which is fun to see. One of the new events is at Good Earth on May 15th that they're working on scheduling, which is an Indigenous artist of the prairie. So there'll be music going on in the afternoon. They'll have Indigenous vendors selling and demonstrating their art, and then they'll actually have a traditional food truck there as well. So something new and exciting happening this year. We also have some other bigger events. That would be the Fort Sisseton Annual Festival is happening again. The one thing that is new this year is we are doing a digitizing day. So we will be there recording those in the area that have been going to the fort for years. So we're trying to capture their stories as they are becoming older, right? So, and then we're going to put that into the 2023 Smithsonian exhibit that will be coming through Fort Sisseton as well the following year. So really excited about Fort Sisseton's historic festival that's happening June 3rd through the 5th. They're expecting as many as 10,000 visitors from previous years. So hopefully we have great weather. The other big ones happening is, again, the Summer Trail Trek. This will be the second annual which happens, it's a three-day event in July, the 14th through the 16th. 3 days, 109 miles, that those that sign up will actually bicycle the trail, which is what I've heard an exciting time. Some years, though, it does get a little warm, so hopefully we have, again, good weather for that. We also have some other big ones, that for, especially education-wise. We have an 8th Annual Butterfly Festival happening at Oahe Downstream again this year in July. That's been a collaborative effort between the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, GFP here, SDSU Extension, the Discovery Center, Forest Service, Pheasants Forever, and then the Girl Scouts. So that's a really good collaborative effort, a lot of education within that. The other big education event we do have going on and being planned currently, and Enrollment is open. It's for the Becoming an Outdoor Family. This is also a three-day event at the end of July at Pelican Lake Recreation Area here in town. It's been going on for about 2 decades. We did take a hiatus during the pandemic, so we're really excited to get that back and running. Families come in and camp, and then they learn different activities within that. So whether it's Dutch oven cooking, they may learn about trapping, how to kayak, or we have archery, other events for them to pick up. The other two big ones that we are looking a little bit more out is Girl Scouts Love State Park, which is going to happen on September 10th and 11th this year, where Girl Scouts come in, and then they are working on achieving their badge for being out in nature. And then we have AARP hikes that we're working on scheduling. This year, I've convinced them to do a fall hike. I like to hike myself, and I thought being able to get up into Peachy Hollow during peak colors would be a great experience for AARP. And then we also have our Custer State Park and Good Earth locations, which have been historically done as well. If you're interested as well, on Saturday here in town, Pelican Lake, Recreation Area is also holding an Easter egg hop, so they are putting out over 2,000 eggs in the park that kids will be able to go in the scavenger for those eggs. Usually it takes about an hour, but the Easter bunny shows up. It's a great time. With that, do you have any questions?
That's a great update. I mean, everything from Dutch oven to the Easter bunny is really working. Yeah, I didn't say that this money was in the Dutch oven, but some teach it out. Anybody have any questions for April? A great update, thank you. Keep up the good work.